Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins News Flash for Monday, March 18th. I'm Jeff Allen. Here's what's happening. The man charged with killing the reputed boss of the Gambino crime family wrote pro-Donald Trump slogans on his hand and flashed them to journalists before a court hearing Monday. Anthony Comello held up his left hand to reporters. On it were scrawled pro-Trump slogans, including MAGA Forever, United We Stand MAGA, and Patriots in Charge. It's unclear why he scribbled the sayings on his hand. You can see for yourself on our website, 1010wins.com. A union representing 10,000 nurses says its members will walk off their jobs April 2nd. The New York State Nurses Association says the planned action follows months of stalled contract talks because of a dispute over staffing levels. A new poll finds that most voters in the state say it was bad for New York when Amazon dropped plans to put one of its second headquarters in Queens. The Siena College poll found that 67% of registered voters surveyed felt that the internet retailer's decision last month was detrimental to New York. So who was the big villain in Amazon's reversal? Almost 40% of those questioned laid the blame at the footsteps of freshman Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Turns out the ISIS sympathizer, who's accused of killing eight people on a Hudson River bike on October 31st, 2017, had been on the government radar for a while. Court papers have revealed that Saifullo Saipov and two associates had been under government surveillance for years, recording his conversations on everything from personal contacts to his expose to ISIS propaganda. Not so fast with that plan to legalize recreational pot in New Jersey. State lawmakers say they will have to delay planned hearings on the legislation. That's because lawmakers are adding amendments and changes to the original bill. Legislative leaders would not say what holdups or those changes were. Federal authorities say 1 million pounds of pork products allegedly smuggled from China have been seized at a port in northern New Jersey. Troy Miller, field operations director for the Customs and Border Protection in New York and New Jersey, say it's the largest agricultural seizure ever made in the United States. Officials feared the meat could be contaminated with African swine fever virus, which has killed more than 1 million pigs in China. It is not dangerous to humans. The 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast calling for partly cloudy skies overnight. It'll be cold, getting down to 34 in Midtown. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say plenty 1010 Winds.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.